नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 9। इट इज अ प्रोज। कृपणा ईश्वर रथाचरान परिब्रह्मणरायेण स्वगन सुहृद बंधुभ्य परिवर्जितः शरणं च मोपाशिततो मामेव माता पित्रो भृत्रा जनातिना यौक्तिकां चैवेपयोया नायनं कांचना वेदमाया अति विश्रभद्धस् चातेव माया मतप्रयायनस्य पोषण पालन परिणान लालनम अनासूयानुनुस्तेयम् शरण्योपेक्षा दोषा विदोषा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोज बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। द ग्रेट किंग महाराज भरत बिगैन टू थिंक, अलास, दिस हेल्पलेस यंग डियर बाय द फोर्स ऑफ टाइम An agent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has now lost its relatives and friends and has taken shelter of me. It does not know anyone but me, as I have become its father, mother, brother and relatives. This deer is thinking in this way and it has full faith in me. It does not know anyone but me. Therefore, I should not be envious and think that for the deer my own welfare will be destroyed. I should certainly raise, protect, gratify and fondle it. When it has taken shelter with me, how can I neglect it? Even though the deer is disturbing my spiritual life, I realize that a helpless person who has taken shelter cannot be neglected. That would be a great fault. Purport. When a person is advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, he naturally becomes very sympathetic towards all living entities suffering in the material world. Naturally, such an advanced person thinks of the sufferings of the people in general. However, if one does not know of the material sufferings of fallen souls, and becomes sympathetic because of bodily comforts, as in the case of Bharat Maharaj, such sympathy or compassion is the cause of one's downfall. If one is actually sympathetic to fallen, suffering humanity, he should try to elevate people from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. As far as the deer was concerned, Maharaj Bharat became sympathetic, but he forgot that it was impossible for him to elevate a deer to spiritual consciousness, because after all, a deer is but an animal. It was very dangerous for Bharat Maharaj to sacrifice all his regulative principles simply to take care of an animal. The principles enunciated in Bhagavad Gita should be followed. Yam hina vyathyante te purusham purusharshabha. As far as the material body is concerned, we cannot do anything for anyone. However, by the grace of Krishna, we may raise a person to spiritual consciousness. If we ourselves follow the rules and regulations, if we give up our own spiritual activities and simply become concerned with the bodily comforts of others, we will fall into a dangerous position. Hare Krishna. So, we have been discussing on this wonderful pastime of Bharat Maharaj and how, being such a great king, he renounces his kingdom and goes in the forest for further spiritual advancement. And you see in his life that while he's there in the forest, he becomes attached to a deer. And as we go in the further verses, we see that how he misses the opportunity to perfect his life. So, Srila Prabhupada in this purport is mentioning that it's quite natural that spiritually advanced person is very compassionate. Simultaneously, Srila Prabhupada also writes, but that does not mean that one should give up or compromise with one's regulative principles of spirituality. And then, after mentioning this, he goes on to say that the best way to actually elevate someone is by not elevating, trying to do something for his body, but trying to see that he becomes spiritually advanced. So, elevate him on the spiritual platform. In the initial introduction of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes elaborately about this bodily conception. Well, of course, in India, everybody, you speak to anyone, he'll tell you, yes, I'm not the body, I'm the soul. This culture is there, that everybody believes that I am Atma. And when you want to speak something more about body, people, they say that we already know about it. And especially, if we start speaking to devotees, they already know about it. But again and again we see that in all purports, there is a repetition by Srila Prabhupada about body, we are not the bodies, we are the soul. So many times, again and again. Also when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in America, that time also, the devotees were there. Srila Prabhupada was again and again repeating this, so we are not the body, we are the soul. And these new devotees who didn't have any background of anything about spirituality, they were thinking maybe Swamiji is a body and he is not a soul. It's very difficult to actually imbibe this. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is again and again repeating that we are not the body, we are the soul. And he goes on to mention in the introduction about this concept of I. He said that we are in this conception of body and we are thinking I am the master and the controller of all I survey. So this is this particular false ego which has become a great impediment in going back to Krishna. Because all living entities are under this idea that I am controlling and this whatever is the facility is there is for my enjoyment. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful example when people in general speak about why don't you save the humanity? Why don't you do some social work? Many times Srila Prabhupada was approached for such type of social work and he flatly refused. Rather, he used all the money in making dioramas and preaching programs and not in social work. Because he could understand that what is real Madhav Seva. We had a discussion in Pune. There was a topic for the youth festival. Which one is better? Manav Seva or Madhav Seva? So practically Prabhupada puts a question that all those people who are actually talking so much about Manav Seva, are any one of them themselves coming up in the front and doing some Manav Seva? Or is it only that they are making a show of it? And the second question put by him is that if some money is put in the service of God, then there is so much of hue and cry. And people one time in Udupi Shri Krishna temple, they put lot of ornaments to the Lord Shri Krishna. And there was big hue and cry that 1 crore rupees is spent in doing so much. So Palimar Swami, he put a question to them that for an ordinary man whom you call your president or your prime minister, you spend lakhs and crores of rupees just for his security. If you see the Z security system, it takes a lot of money every day. So he questioned that for an ordinary person you are spending so much money, then what to speak of Krishna, who is the creator of all these prime ministers and presidents. It's just 1 crore is nothing in front of him. So people, they themselves want to do some social work and do something. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that the emotion and affection we have for the dress of a drowning man is useless. He gives this analogy that someone is drowning in the sea and you want to save that person and you ultimately go and just save his dress. So that is useless because the person is gone. Like one time we were in Jagannath Puri, I remember, and devotees were going to swim. And one devotee got stuck up in the sea while he was swimming. And he was literally going to lose his life. So at that time, we were wondering what can be done. Because that seems to be quite an odd time. It's very hot sun. You don't find many people coming around to roam around on the beach at that time. But we had gone to swim over there because our yatra schedule was such. And then we suddenly saw some lifeguards, the local people over there, coming with some tires, and it is as if they were prepared for someone to drown, and they just dashed in the sea. They went to this devotee who was drowning and they caught hold of him, brought him back. And then of course, what was expected was that we had to give them some money. That is what they were waiting for, because they knew. And that was their regular way of making some business. If someone drowns, we go and save them and then get some money from them. But just imagine that if this person was drowning, and anyways he was in a gamcha, and if the lifeguards go and bring back his gamcha, so would the devotees pay them some money? Naturally no. Because you have left our devotee and brought back which is of no value or very little value compared to the devotee. So exactly like that, the compassion what general masses have is just like the dress of a drowning man. And it is useless. So Srila Prabhupada speaks about this. And he emphasizes that real compassion is compassion for the soul, trying to bring the soul to a higher platform. Real compassion means bringing a person from bodily conception to spiritual consciousness. Raising his spiritual consciousness is the real compassion. So Lord is also very compassionate. And repeatedly we see in his pastimes that how his devotees are so much on the spiritual platform. And that's why they are free from this bodily conception of life. So sometimes devotee may seem very poverish. He's wearing a dhoti, he's least bothered, sometimes the dhoti is torn also. Seems very poverish, not very well-to-do in his bodily way of life. But spiritually he is very advanced. And that is very important. And that is what is seen by the Lord. There is very wonderful pastime of Lord Krishna and his dear devotee in the 10th canto. It is the pastime of his friend Sudama. He is a Brahmana, and this very dear friend of Lord Krishna was living a very poverish life. He is very poor. We see the relationship between the Lord and how the Lord does not see the bodily conception. He just see the spiritual advancement of his devotee. Especially So many things we can learn from this pastime, which will be so relevant for ourselves, because the Lord does perform all these pastimes to attract His devotees and to teach them something. So the Lord is performing this pastime. You see His poor friend Sudama Vipra, and he and his wife both are living in a very poverty stricken condition. He is so poor, and being a Brahmana, how does he pursue his life? He goes out and he begs to people that please give me some food. And he begs whatever little he can collect, he brings it home, and he and his wife on a daily basis survive like that. And his wife also, many times whatever food comes is so less in quantity, and because she is a very chaste wife, she wants to serve her husband, so she gives all that food to Sudama. And that's why she is also very emaciated, very thin, and both are staying in rags, literally. House is not very well to do. So one time she requests Sudama that, my dear husband, you have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as your friend. The Lord is your friend. He is Lakshmipati. And we are staying in such a poverish condition. And He is Go Brahmana Hitayacha. He is the well-wisher of all the Brahmanas. So, why don't you go and ask something from Him? Because that is what generally Brahmanas do. You can go and ask something, and I'm sure that He will be most happy, because He is the king and He is Dwarkadhish. He will give you whatever is required. So, she is forcing Him, but He does not feel like asking Lord Krishna. But because His wife is just behind Him and she is forcing Him, and He sees that the wife is also staying in such a poverty stricken condition, so feeling compassion for His wife, He actually starts going towards the city of Dwarka, which is a very opulent city. And while on His way, He is also assuming that my state is so bad. I am in rags and very bad state. And if I go, maybe the people who are guarding the city, they may not allow me inside. And He is assuming all these things. But somehow, as He is standing in the queue for entering the city, He is allowed inside, because Brahmanas are highly respected. And He just walks in, and Srila Prabhupada is giving purports as mentioned by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he writes that as he is going towards the palace of Lord Krishna, and he enters, and the place is so opulent. It is Vaikuntha, it is the spiritual world. So as he enters, just imagine someone entering into the spiritual world. Our state is also like that, fully in rags. And he enters over there, and he does not enter inside. He just stands over there on the doorstep, and he just thinks, my God, what is this? This is such a wonderful place. And over there, inside, Lord Krishna is sitting with Rukmini Devi, the goddesses of fortune, Lakshmiji. And he is sitting over there with her, and suddenly he turns his head and he sees that my very old dear friend Sudama has come. And some very wonderful words are used. So, Lord Krishna's eyes are compared to Pushkarekshana. They are like a lotus. And he sees that my dear friend has come, and immediately he gets up from his bedstead, rushes towards Sudama, and he embraces him. Netra bhayam pushkarekshanam. What happens when he embraces the body of this poor Brahmana? As soon as he embraces his body, tears start flowing from his lotus eyes. If you meet a very dear old friend after a long time, then it's natural that all the affection will come out. Of course, nowadays they have this system of aluminum, It's called as alumine in so many colleges. And some colleges really have a big alumine. And they have alumine get together also. And we are trying to work out something for our devotee alumine also in our college preaching program. That time we were wondering how to go about it. But when I was working in an office and I saw that our boss was getting to get some contacts through his alumine, and I asked him, who are these people? He said, these are my friends. I said, oh, are you inviting them for some dinner? He said, no, I'm inviting them so that I can have some business contact. So whenever the alumines get together, the only transaction among them is not tears flowing their eyes, but some business transaction. So here, Lord Krishna is not thinking that anyway, this old friend, he is so poor, what can he give me? He doesn't have anything. What business can I have with him? He doesn't have anything to offer to me. What is the use in meeting him? So okay, how are you? Very nice. Take rest. Do something. No. He goes and he personally embraces him with his own enlightened body. And he cries. And all the other servants over there close by are looking at this pastime taking place and they are surprised that how Dwarkadhish is embracing this person who is in rags. What is the secret? And then he brings him, makes him sit on the bedstead, and Rukmini Devi, she immediately gets up and she understands that this is a very important person because the husband is giving him so much of respect. And she takes a chamara and starts fanning him. And then Lord Krishna worships the Brahmana by washing his feet, offering him sandalwood, and so many wonderful ways, welcomes his friend. And then starts speaking to his friend. And he is also thinking that Lord Krishna is being so kind to me. And then he starts recalling that how when two old friends meet, they start recalling how we were having such wonderful time when we were in our school and our college. And he starts recalling that when we were in our Gurukul, what a nice time we had. And he starts reminding that how in the Gurukul we were serving our spiritual master Sandipani Muni. And there in that pastime over there when they were lost, Srila Prabhupada writes that actually Lord Krishna and Sudama, they had given up their lives for serving their spiritual master. And while serving, they faced the storm and so many other problems. And Sandipani Muni in the morning came and he met them and he was very happy and he embraced them. So Srila Prabhupada writes that one should give this body in the service of the spiritual master. Actually speaking, everyone has to give up this body. The human beings have to give up this body. The dog on the street is also going to give up his body. But why not give up this body in the service of the Lord and His devotees? So Srila Prabhupada is writing that we have this conception of I. I want to use this body for myself. So by serving the spiritual master, one gets rid from this conception of I. Is one of the ways of becoming free from this conception of I. And then they meet and they talk like that. And of course, Sudama stays over there for that night, taking a lot of palatable prasadam and sleeping. And next day, of course, there's a pastime of how Lord Krishna takes this flat rice which he has brought. And he's very shy that because he's Dwarkapati and I have brought his simple some flat rice, some poha. So how should I give it to him? But Lord Krishna snatches it from him and eats it. And he relishes it. That flat rice was collected by his wife by begging from the neighbors. And Lord Krishna is very happy by relishing the little gift offered by his poor friend. So there he goes on. And next morning he departs. Actually, Prabhupada mentions that they have an internal talk. Lord Krishna already knows what is in the mind of Sudama. He knows that he has actually come here to ask for something on behalf of his wife because of being compassionate on his wife. He doesn't need anything for himself. And he understands that my devotee is not on the bodily conception. But he is very spiritually advanced. And that's why he is leading a very impoverished life. And so Lord Krishna thinks in his heart that I will give him so much opulence that even the demigods do not have. And you see in future that as he goes, he finds that instead of his tore down hut, there is a beautiful palace. And his wife, she comes out in beautiful garments and bows down to him and cries. And Prabhupada writes that if Krishna wanted, he could have made him very opulent before going from the palace itself. But he kept him poverty stricken so that his wife could recognize that my husband is coming over here like that. Poverty stricken man. And then he could realize that, oh, this is his wife because she is paying obeisance and crying. So like that. And yesterday we were hearing Srila Prabhupada's class in the morning Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada is giving the example of one person who was a big lawyer. His name was C.R. Das, who was living in Calcutta. And Prabhupada said at that time his salary was 50,000 rupees. He was earning 50,000 rupees. It's almost like 25 lakhs now per month. And Prabhupada compares that because of the cause of nationalism, he gave up his job and services and he stayed a very poverty-stricken life where he was provided the sum of rupees 500. And he could not survive in that. And so within a year, he left his body and he died. And Prabhupada compares that similarly, very rich men like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they gave their salary or their earning was in lakhs and lakhs of rupees per month. It was not a few thousand rupees. But they gave up and they were living kaupina kanthastito. They were wearing kaupin, just one loincloth. And they were living. But they did not die. They didn't even have a place. They didn't have 500 rupees also. They had nothing. But because they were spiritually enlightened, they were on a higher platform of spirituality, they were able to live very happily and enlighten many others and rather bring others on a spiritual platform. What to speak of giving up their own body. So like that, the Lord wants to see his devotees on a spiritual platform and not on this bodily conception. If Krishna wanted, he could have immediately made Sudama on a very high bodily platform. But he could see, what can I offer to this Vipra who is so much on a high spiritual platform? What can I offer him? I don't have anything. And feeling very shy to offer him anything, he did not offer him at that point of time. He said, let him go and later on he can take all these opulences. So the devotees are more concerned with spiritual advancement. And later on in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, we see when people over here, we have one social worker, and this social worker is trying to save, do some enlightenment and some advancement for the bodily welfare of dogs. And because it's taking care of the dogs, there are so many dogs you find moving around. It's taking care and saving them from being killed. As soon as we go out of our base in Vadala, at any point of time there are at least 20 dogs waiting over there. It's very dangerous even to enter. So this is because of the mercy, causeless mercy of this social worker. But yeah, that is not very important. We see in the pastime of Shivananda Sen. And here Bharat Maharaj was also wanting to take care of this deer, take care of his body. We see in the pastime of Shivananda Sen, he also became attached to one dog. One may feel that there is some similarity. Bharat Maharaj is attached to this deer and Shivananda Sen is attached to a dog. So Shivananda Sen was, dog is maybe a more lower animal than a deer. You don't find people going around with their deers. Dog is a very lower animal.
And as they were going, Shivanand Sen would arrange for all the devotees wonderful prasadam and facilities for staying as they would go on yatras. So, as the party was going, yatra, one dog joined them. And Shivanand Sen saw this dog. And he made arrangement for this dog's prasad also. He made arrangements that he should be taken care of. And at one point of time, then when they had to cross a river during the yatra, the devotees were going in the boat. And the boatman would not allow, an Orient boatman was taking them across and he would not allow them. So Shivanand Sen paid more money so that the dog can be taken, because the dog was not allowed in the boat. And so he was taking care of this dog. And one time he had to go out to pay some toll. And he told his devotees that please take care of this dog. Please feed him some prasad. And when he came back, he could not find the dog anywhere. And he was very disturbed. And he asked, did you give him prasad? So they said, no, they had forgotten. And he felt so disturbed. And he was absorbed. Just like Bharat Maharaj was so absorbed in the thought of his deer. All the time he was thinking. And he was also thinking about this dog. And what would happen to this dog. And he was thinking that I have done an offense to a dog. And I am not taking care of this dog. And he actually fasted for that day, not being able to serve that dog. He sent 10 men searching for the dog. For one dog, he sent 10 men. Please go and search where you can find him. And nobody could find him. And so he fasted on that day. And then later on, we see what was the difference between a devotee becoming affectionate to an animal. And in general, becoming affectionate to an animal on the bodily platform. We saw that later on when devotees came one time to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and this same dog was over there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing, you know, dogs, they are very good at catching things. If you throw something, they'll jump and they'll catch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was eating some green coconut. And he was throwing these pieces of this coconut. And this dog was catching these pieces of coconut. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offering his Maha Prasad to the dog. And he was telling him, chant Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. And this dog was chanting. And he was catching. And he was jumping and he was chanting. And the devotees were looking at this wonderful pastime. And they were wondering, what a wonderful mercy this dog is getting. And Shivanand Sen, when he saw this, he paid his obeisances, thinking that I have offended this dog. Let me pay my obeisances to this dog and ask forgiveness. So the Lord, he becomes affectionate to one who has the affection of a devotee. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur singing, Tumi to Thakur ami tomar kukur. He says, I want to become your dog. I want to become a dog so that I can get your mercy. And he says that in another song, he said, Kita janma hoi yatha bahu janma. That I don't mind taking birth as an animal, as an insect also, but it should be in relation to a devotee. So if I am in relation to a devotee, then everything is okay. So the goal of life is to get the affection from a devotee. If a devotee becomes affectionate to you, then we have some hope. Krishna consciousness is so much hope giving. Even if one is an animal, but if he gets the affection of a devotee, then there is some hope in life. So all the acharyas, they are praying like that, that let us be even an animal, but in connection to a devotee. The affection of devotee is very important and the most hope-giving thing. What happens when you come in the association of devotees? One tries to serve and gain some affection of the devotees. But it's very difficult from one point of view also. Before we discuss this, let's see that because Bharat Maharaj was affectionate to this deer. But his affection was on the spiritual platform, and therefore Srila Prabhupada writes that it's very difficult to make an animal advance spiritually. But over here, in the pastime of Shivanand Sen, his affection was there to the dog. But because he was a devotee and he could understand that this dog is actually a soul, and he was seeing him as a Vaishnava, the Lord was merciful even on the dog. And the dog could advance spiritually, and next day they could not find a dog. And Srila Prabhupada writes, the dog went back to Vaikuntha Loka. So, the association of devotees is there so that we can gain some affection from the devotees. We cannot attract Krishna by our scholarship, our opulence. In the holy land of Navadvip, there were many scholars. They were advanced so much in Shastric study. But because Lord Krishna could see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see that their greed for scholarship and the greed for people for gaining money and other opulences, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not make any distinction. He could see that this is the same type of greed, and that's why he would be very angry. One such scholar was Devananda Pandit, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, he actually became so angry with him, he called him a rascal and he ran to tear his Srimad Bhagavatam. You're taking things in terms of scholarship. And at the same time, he loved and encouraged so many other simple devotees. So, scholarship cannot attract Krishna. There is so much of competition, even in terms of scholarship. What actually attracts Krishna is humble service and gaining some affection from devotees. But in the association of devotees, what happens is, the false ego is crushed, which is very painful. So if devotees are sitting together and chant, very difficult. Maya does not allow them to sit and chant together. Allows them to become spaced out. Because if you are sitting and chanting, then naturally your neighboring devotee will try to wake you up. And if he wakes you up, then it hurts the ego so much. And if one wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, then one has to be in the association of devotees constantly. Prabhupada says that if someone thinks that I can advance spiritually by trying to practice my spiritual rules and regulations alone, then that person is insane. He's mad. He's crazy. Another disadvantage is, that if one goes on to practice Krishna consciousness alone, he will not know when he is going to face what danger. There is no one to see above him. He is sitting and chanting in one corner and sleeping. Nobody to wake him up. He is the king of his own kingdom. Nobody to stop him. And he is ruling his own spiritual life. That's why it is very difficult to allow others to rule our life. But Krishna consciousness precisely is to allow others to rule us. And that is how we get trained up to go back to Godhead. Because over there is only one king, that is Krishna. And we have to allow him to rule us. And that is the main reason why we have come here, that I am the ruler, the enjoyer of all I survey. To how to get rid of this I mentality? By staying in the association of devotees. And devotees will force you to get rid of this. And that's why many a times, to serve along with devotees, to listen to them, it becomes very troublesome. Because the false ego is crushed again and again and again and again. But when you are alone, then there is no problem. You can do your own thing. So like that, we see even in this pastime of Sudama, Lord Krishna and Sudama, when they were young, they had gone out to pick up some sticks in the forest for their spiritual master. And at that time, the storm came, the sun set, and it was raining very heavily. So, the shloka goes that, Sakhyo Piryasi Vipreseyar. They were holding hands. Grihita Hasta. They were holding each other's hand. And they were facing this storm. Similarly, It is very difficult to go back to Godhead unless one stays together in association and faces the storm of Maya. Otherwise, at every moment, Maya is attacking us. But if you are not in association, the devotees will not be there to tell you that, my dear friend, you are in Maya, please take care. And actually, even staying in association, one has to submit to devotees. I know, of course, you all know all this. But actually, I am speaking all this so that devotees can take care of me. So, here Bharat Maharaj was also not under very good association, and so he fell prey to Maya and was not able to perfect this life. And if we want to perfect our life in this time, in this lifetime, then we should be constantly guided under the association of devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments, any questions? Yeah. Nityananda Prabhu.
Thank you for the nice class. Like we see in the episode of Bharat Maharaj, that he become attached to the deer. So it is like a false compassion, you can say weak heartedness. At the same time, we also see that Vaishnava is very humble and he respects everyone else superior to them out of compassion. So we give the example of...
He respects superiors to him out of compassion?
As everyone is superior to him, he himself humbler than everyone, and he has out of love and affection he takes care
love
of
and affection, not compassion.
Yeah.
He cannot have compassion for superiors.
Yeah. So, we also get an example of Shivananda Sen taking care of the dog. So how we can understand the difference between weak-heartedness and, you know, compassion?
You are serving Jananivas Prabhu. And someone asked some similar type of question over here to him. That Prabhuji, humble, but then what is... Is it that I am weak-hearted, or is it the extreme of weak-hearted, extreme of humble humility? One extreme is that is because of false pride. He said, better be like that. Better go to that extreme than trying to become proud. Better be humble. It's always safer to be on that side than to go on the other extreme of becoming proud. It's always safer to be... The whole Bhagavad Gita is there just to remove this conception of body, and Arjuna is going on with his first argument of compassion. Krishna is going on trying to make him understand. Humility is better, it's safer. Especially in the association of devotees. What is weakness of heart in terms of serving devotees? If that weakness of heart is... making you serve devotees, then that weakness of heart is very good. We should be weak-hearted. I hope satisfying us. Prabhuji has a question.
Hare Krishna. About that story with Sudama Prabhu. Gauranga Prabhu, I heard it one time before, but it got confirmed when we had that cross-Maidan festival. Gauranga Prabhu was making the point that the actual compassion of Lord Krishna to Sudama was actually not giving him the wealth. His actual compassion was to remove his false pride of being a renounced Brahmana. I just wanted to make that point. So always it gets quoted, you know, people say, oh, Krishna was so compassionate, he made him wealthy. But actually he removed his last concept. You were speaking about that concept of I. So he was identifying himself as a renounced Brahman. So Krishna smashed that pride by making him...
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Yeah.
And I very much was appreciating your point. It's like I remember giving a class on that subject one time in Belgium, and I was making that example. Like if somebody would bring a deer in our... That is our advantage of the association. Somebody would bring a deer inside... obviously, immediately the other devotees would spot it out. So, whatever is our deer, you know, if we see that symbolic, everyone has his own own deer or own false attachments or in the association of devotees, it will be very easily spotted. So we are in a great advantage actually. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for that comment. And the point also which I was precisely making in the pastime of Sudama and Lord Krishna is that Lord Krishna was seeing his affection to spiritual advancement and not his bodily conception. That was the main point which was being made, that he was not seeing that this person is poverish and this person is rich. He's least bothered about that. He's seeing that he's spiritually advanced. And that's how we should also try to see. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai.